What a tangled web we weave.
You have no idea.
The Sunday Skypers. Burning Beards.
So we're short and airy. Dirk has probably been wisely quiet. So,
I mean, three of you are kind of embroiled in something. Prince, Ulfkell, and Slate.
I'm trying to remember how we ended it, too. Because
Slate was wounded, so we might leave him to recover.
Yeah. I mean, it's in his family's hold anyway, so...
Maybe you should do the one person who actually matters right now, Todd, and get his beliefs done first. Then we can come back to mine while I'm thinking
about it. Well, if you want, but I think his beliefs are fairly straightforward. I don't think they change.
I'm an expert.
No, just pass it around. Okay, you want to find the crest. You're watching Fandral's back by not being at his side. And
don't rub it in. I make sure he had axe bearers with him.
Yeah, true. He's not defenseless. But I'm sure it will hurt to know that he's gotten hurt, because I'm sure he will eventually when you're not there. So scout score deep and learn your secrets. Presently, in that case, you're looking for the crest.
Yes.
In the hole. And that's, I mean, okay, that's all we need presently. So, and things may change and you may want to rewrite things. We'll see. So for the others, you had pretty much helped Slate get his hold back, sort of.
Yeah.
So that's kind of done with. Last time, the last thing that happened was you had sort of gotten cozy and treated Slate's head wound. The prince had just coaxed something out of Gombe, the old crazy smugglist dwarf dude, noble, something about a witch of the deep that he was terribly afraid of. And that's kind of where we ended. So that's a kind of question mark. But I think this still for Ulfkell's main thrust, we're still sort of heading toward the breweries, right?
Yeah, but those are covered in the other beliefs. You know, maybe just do like we always say we do. Leave it open, and then when it's time comes, flunk down something to fill it in.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll do that, because I have no idea right now what to put there.
That's okay. I'm sure you'll find something to write. Write a belief about Fandral, or about Slate, or about Flint.
I haven't done anything for my prince yet, but I still can't think of anything, so I'm going to leave that open for now.
Here's an example. Flint isn't here to watch Fandral's back. I'm going to, you know, step in and do it for him. It's an example, or like, you could write that.
I'm just going to leave this open for now. And
that's fine.
As situation arises, I'll fill it in. On the Fandral, or onto whoever you want to go to.
Well, I guess we do Flint, just in case, since we've started with the other dwarves a couple of times. Next time, start with Flint, followed by 3 exclamation marks. I guess that's what I wanted.
I can laugh only because it does hurt.
Who did you bring with you, Flint, to this? Because you had someone there.
Put me on the spot. It was a scout.
Yes, it was.
if we're interested in continuity, it was Ty.
Yeah, I was wondering. You wouldn't have said Ty with the others, I think.
Well, the only way Ty's going to get anything like a backbone is if he does something safe and mild manner, like looking at an abandoned ruin, right?
I think we got so far as you opening the doors, right, and entering into this great, vast... almost lightless, yes, echoey edifice to faded and forgotten glory. I think Flint was like, oh, and Ty was like, so, and that's as far as we got. So let's jump right back in. So you're in the sort of foyer or vestibule or like entrance hall part of this.
We'll strike up a light. We're not here under stealthy pretenses.
Oh, no. It's abandoned, so far as you know. It's large, almost unnecessarily large and largely proportioned. And it's made, like you enter this entrance hall and the floor is kind of dusty and broken in places, so forth. But it's this cold, dark stone that's cut to precise angles from the floor up to all the supports and the walls. And it's kind of reflective, but it has a sort of smoky and obfuscating quality. So you sort of, if you move close to it, you can see that your face is reflected, but you can't see any of the details. And the more you move around and the more these old, like, tattered, time-devoured tapestries and banners sort of flutter in some sourceless draft, you get a sense that there are more faces in this sort of big smudged mirror of a mason's masterpiece.
When this place is properly lit, it must be glorious.
Yeah. Ty is like, he's holding his lantern kind of close, and he's holding onto his belt where his little axe hatchet is. Your voices echo sort of drearily throughout, further on down the hall.
Well, one should look first at the end of the hall to see if there's a shield hanging on the wall. Highly unlikely. But one never knows. It's like, what did we forget? Oh, yeah, the crest of our family.
It's probably something you were forced to leave behind or something, right? Otherwise, you would have taken it.
Who knows what actually happened?
What am I saying? This is probably Ty speaking because he's nervous. they must have been forced to leave it behind, right? Because they wouldn't just have...
Do you see any massive piles of bodies?
No, echoey.
It's gloriously echoey, I'll let you know.
And your great voice echoes even louder down the interminable distance.
Oh, what the hey, we'll throw out a big halloo. See, nobody here.
There is a creepy, eerie flutter in some of the banners nearby, as if in sort of response.
Okay, that's a serious huff and a puff. We take up a searching. Ideally, libraries are a great place to search, but I have no idea the layout of this. I hold up my finger and say, maybe we should... No, splitting up is probably not a good idea.
Like, you can see Ty looking at you like he's expecting you to say that, and then when you change your mind, it's a great relief. You just exhale, it's like all the tension going out of it.
Keep your eyes open. Hopefully we woke something up.
That didn't help. So he's gnawing on his lower lip, but he's following.
Don't eat all that beard for breakfast.
So I guess you want to find something specific, like a library?
Sure. One thing I'm also wanting to keep an eye on is patterns of dust and debris. If there's a path that has been cleared through here, like something walking back and forth, a scout would like to know that. So if there's any signs of occupation.
All right. That's interesting. We can do that first. Let's say that's an orb 3 perception test to determine if anything's been here, at least in recent times.
With 5 perception, that's reasonable. 3, 5, 6, 1, and 2. And do I need to burn a fate to reroll that 6?
Well, if you want the success, yes, you need to open it.
Oh, we certainly will then. Rerolled and got a 5, so I got my 3 successes. Huzzah!
Excellent, cool. So you succeed. As you move through the hole that has sort of crawl, it sort of feels like a crawl, I guess, because it's so needlessly big. You notice lighter patches in the dust, not quite like footsteps. Maybe you would notice something like a boot, but it's more, it's also more drag marks. There are sort of lighter layers in the dust.
Ah, hard to put an age to this, but looks like there was, at least sometime in the past, company.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been like 180 years ago or 150 years ago or even 50 years ago or 20, like in the recent times, right?
Well, I'll make sure my axe is at the ready, and we'll follow this strange half-drag pattern.
All right. Well, it's more than one, and in some places it's thinner, in some places it almost vanishes. It seems to be going in a variety of directions. Like, it's not one path.
Maybe we're not the first person to search the hold.
You remember maybe that Lord Rom said that they had an agreement with the Marl dwarves, i.e. Dooney. They would send dwarf trinkets south.
That is a vile thought. Well, only one way to know for sure. When we get to the first branch and footprints, they say, Ty, won't you go check out that path? I'll check out this. We'll meet back in a few minutes.
Wait, he says, I I'm not really sure about this. I would prefer if we stay together just in case, you know, you'd never know when a piece of masonry will fall on you or you twist an ankle or something and then you have to drag yourself out and I'm sure...
Ty, stop. Listen, what do you hear?
I'm hearing your echo.
Exactly. There's nobody here. If a piece of rock falls from the sky and hits me, I will let you know in many colorful words, some which will burn your ears.
He is, visibly not comfortable. They're reasonable words, but you have to reach him somehow.
I guess I could command him and says, grow a spine and seek out knowledge. You're a scout. You can't always hide behind someone's mail.
Fair enough. That is a fair thing. Go forth and test your command. The obstacle is going to be 03. And I mean, if you succeed, then he's going to chew on his beard some more. But he's going to do it.
We'll fork in a little intimidation because, that's my style.
Oh, totally. Yes. So that's a routine test then for command.
Ooh, does not look good. Well, I got a 1, a 2, a 4, and a 6. So burn another fate point. That seems to be my game plan today.
Well, you should be happy that you get opportunities to spend your fate.
Absolutely. And the fact that I keep rolling 4 or higher means I succeed again by the skin of my teeth.
All right.
Huzzah!
I wanted to hit you with a possible failure option, but you seem to be rolling so well and so quickly, so never mind.
Failure is not an option.
This is Burning Wheel. It's always an option.
You my beard to chew on, but you have to chew on.
He's not happy, right? He's not happy at all, but he draws himself up and hoists his belt and sort of...
There you go. Be a dwarf's dwarf.
Fine. Be that way.
And if when we split up, we do this faster, and then we'll be out of here and back with the rest of the company.
We should have a call. Like, you know the Three Stones call?
Oh, I got one. How about this one? And I go in his face. Ah!
But he jumps.
See, your nerves are already settling down.
He does that, this long sigh, and then he's like, oh.
But I'm oddly likable, so he realizes that I'm actually making fun with him instead of at him.
That's true. That's interesting. Well, all right. Well, maybe he cracks half a smile, but then he realizes that he may be in a shitty position.
Well, so, if you could smile in a shitty position, then you're a dwarf.
He wanders off with his little,
lantern.
Yes, I wanted to say...
Or do you mean a little axe?
His little aura of lantern, his little lantern light ball. He trundles off on his way. What are you doing?
Well, I'm following the other path of these tracks. I get the sneaky suspicion that these tracks are going to, head to bedrooms, meeting halls, places where they might do looting. I doubt that they're going to head straight to the kitchen.
For this sort of lower floor that you are on, that's certainly true. They go for stairwells as well, but certainly halls with seem to have been living quarters seem to be preferred. But they also lead you a little further in into a sort of corner study. Part of it has collapsed. There's a great big tear that goes from sort of the center of the ceiling toward a corner wall, and then the masonry has fallen in as if the mountain shifted. And there's some sort of crushed stone furniture underneath all that rubble, but there's still plenty of space. Almost like in modern times, like a roomy penthouse office. Good space.
The corner office. Got my fingers crossed here that whoever may have been here looting, looking for the shiny stuff, would ignore the more mundane items like books and maps and the like. And perhaps maybe I can glean something from the study. Like, well, a floor plan of the hold would be really nice.
You remember the tomb you were in some time ago, right?
Along the way.
Yes, where the adventure dwarves presumably perished. So you remember that along two of the walls in the sort of meeting hall portion of the tomb, there were all these slots with slabs and tablets. pushed into the wall, and then there are like handles to one side that you pull out, and then there are like runes, and there's like an alchemical seal to sort of say that this is this house that made this, or this house has approved this. It's almost like a noble stamp or a sigil, right? You see that one wall is almost covered in these sort of slots. A good third has been sort of pulled out and tossed haphazardly on the floor, but there are still a good amount of like tablets left in the wall, in the slots. And there are sort of stone reading lecterns facing that.
Interesting.
It's extra cold here for some reason. It's colder than out in the thoroughfare portion of the hold.
Okay. We'll just stop and pause for a second and get a feel for the air in the room. Is there like a draft from a vent? Because
it's been drafty, more drafty than you would guess all the way in here, but this room is sort of extra cold.
Well, remembering Ufkel's tale of fiery spirits, I think I want to be on the watch for perhaps one that's a bit chillier. Then again, that just might be a foolish superstition, and I should shrug it off and get back to searching.
Totally.
It is in the back of my mind. Do not throw an iron hoop. That didn't work.
Didn't work for that ghost. So what do you do? What's going on?
Those tablets are particularly interesting. I think we'll start. I don't know if there's a pattern to them, so we'll probably just pull each one out, take a glance, see if there's something recognizable or maybe someone's hidden something away. In particular, I'm interested in the ones that have not been pulled out already, because if there was something there of value, it probably would have been nabbed or destroyed or cast about.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, just being a big nosy dwarf and seeing what I can find among these runes.
You're basically just pulling out at random, trying to see what they're about. So far?
Yeah,
sure. You're not like researching anything in particular. You're just curious.
Mainly curious, but if I see something that strikes my curiosity and further goes into research, we will definitely investigate.
Okay. Give me a rune script, Ob2. If you succeed, you're going to have no problem deciphering these tablets. If you fail, you're going to have some misunderstandings happen.
In that case, I want to dump a couple of persona on this because my rune script is only a 2. Yes, I know, that's silly, but
to have the prince with you.
these things are important for me.
Yes.
And still failed. Too much of a jumble.
All right.
Not enough light.
So you pull out a few, and you see some sigils that you are pretty sure are not only your Gotterdam-like seal, with the tree that we established, but there are also some sigils that seem to belong to Marl clans, and you find an agreement, some sort of trade agreement that seems to be between the Opals and the Gotterdams, something about beer. You're not sure what, but that sort of, I guess, piques your interest, since that's something that relates to the other dwarves. It's like business language, legalese, followed by sort of flowery, poetic stuff.
That's one we will put in the backpack, because perhaps the prince and Ufkel can make something out of that one.
It's possible.
real quick, I have a B2. What do I need for that to advance? I have like a routine, 3 difficult, a challenging.
You said 1 routine?
Yeah.
And that's your problem. You need more routine. You need to fork things into, or get people to help you.
That's why we have it in our backpack. See, I'm so meta.
Well, this is how Burning Wheel works. You gave the game.
Well, even if it's unconsciously.
Yes.
I spent way too much time here, so I'm going to head back to the main hall and see if I can find a tie.
I'm sure with your under-mountain dwarfy vision, it's not difficult to see where the glare of his lantern is.
His footprints in the dust.
That too, yes. If you retrace your steps. Sure, okay. So you come upon him in something of, it seems to be some kind of guest quarters where there are tables and chairs and a hearth and so forth. Pretty richly carved stuff. He's looking around and there's some dust and debris and old tattered hangings, but that's pretty much it.
I'm an utterly evil person. Has he noticed me?
I don't know. Are you stealthy?
I wasn't particularly stealthy, but I wasn't banging against the walls either.
In that case, when your light comes crawling in, he's going to jump.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't get to scream at him for fun.
All right. So it's just you. Okay. I'm not finding anything in particular.
Well, I found some runes and scripts in a vault and, well, more like a study, but I think that might be of interest to the prince and to our brewmaster.
Did you hear that?
What?
There's a whistling or something. Can't you hear that? And he cocks his head sort of at an angle.
Okay, well, I will parrot that move and listen for whistling.
And all you hear is like the fluttering of the tapestries and the low, almost moaning of the sort of subterranean breeze that's moving about the chambers. But he's like, there's almost, it's so weird. It's like a melody. Don't you hear that?
Time to leave. Really, it's tight. Either you're balmy or there's some spirit acting on your nerves.
He sort of starts digging into his ear with a knuckle. I don't know, man. Maybe I had one too many pints or something. I don't know. But did you find what you wanted?
No, but let's just say that I don't want to parley with any spirits you might be hearing. And maybe we should work together and move towards the main hall instead of hanging around these dreary bedrooms.
All right. He sort of starts heading out in front of you. And that's when it hits you. This sort of presence, crap. Kind of like...
Crap.
You know, like a whisper or a fear that you forgot to forget? And it's Unguil. It's the Etharch you spurned last time. Or tried to treat with, but it didn't go so well. It's not like he's there in physical form. It's not like he's a presence. He's a presence, but it's not like he's there, and it's not like it's a dream. It's just the feeling. The same feeling comes over you, and you can almost feel this sort of smugness, this monstrous smugness. And you can hear almost in your head his voice, but it's not quite his voice. It feels a little weaker than it was. So almost like he's straining, maybe straining to reach you or something. And he says, are you happy now that you have found your dead hold, Flint?
Oh, what the hey? I talked to spirits in the past. I can talk to them now. It's because I do not know spirits speak. I just have to speak out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I am quite happy that I've found my dead hold. You should know, spirit. I have not forgot our deal, and I have tried to get people to act upon it.
You see Ty sort of turning around, looking at you?
Keep on going, Ty. It's just Unguil, or Unjin, or whatever.
And as Ty is sort of slowly edging backwards from you, suspiciously, fearfully, you can hear Unguil sort of chuckle in your mind, and he says, looking for ghosts.
I don't have to look for ghosts. I've got one in my back pocket now, don't I?
You do. But I'm done with you, Flint. I've found better servants. Play around in your dead hold if you wish. You won't find anything here.
Oh, so you're the wise one. Do you have the answers I seek?
I see things that you don't. But no matter. Soon I will have everything I want.
Good, good. Perhaps I'll come and visit you then.
You should. I'm sure she will miss you.
Ah, it's just so creepy. Yes, we need to leave this hold right now. I turn Ty around, steering by his shoulders, pestering spirits. You know I broke with them.
What is happening? He's like, you know, he's almost recoiling from your grip.
It's just a haunting. Go, go, go.
Are you hearing the whistling?
It's louder for me, and there are words behind it.
He shakes himself and hurries on ahead.
As we are heading back to join the company, I will give him an edited version of my encounter with spirits so that he knows that when I sometimes talk to myself, I am talking with spirits. And he can either think, A, I'm crazy, or B, that I am actually some kind of supernatural superhero.
All right, well, we'll edge that in between the scenes then. We'll say that that's happened. All the while, though, you have this sort of unpleasant feeling, the presence, but it's slowly, slowly fading.
Yeah, he wasn't even going for scary. It was more like mocking.
Yes.
That's scary. I could have appreciated, you know, being a ghost and all that. Being pitied or mocked, that That gets under his skin actually more than trying to strike fear in his heart. There's this whole instinct I have about leaving tasks undone that's gnawing on me.
Well, you're sort of in a vice here between your beliefs and instincts and all that.
We tried to do what we do.
All right. So you head back to the company in Scoria proper. Or do you mean that you head back to the prince's?
Oh, I would prefer to head back to the prince, since that's where the Ufkel is as well. And the document I have may be of interest to them.
Oh, cool. In that case, you're heading to further down towards Slate's Hold then.
Well, further up, since they're surface folk.
Further away from Central Scoria. There we go.
Yes, this is true. Up and away.
Cutting back to the main hall in the old Goodheart Hold, where all manner of makeshift noble who has no idea what he's doing fortifications has been made. And you have Slate on a table, and Ulfkill is mopping up some of the blood in the aftermath of the fixing Slate's broken head thing. Slate is probably in a state of not happy or you know.
I've got a splitting headache.
Yeah. So Fandral had been presented with a bit of an interesting brew from a small black cask with a burnt label. Gombe and he had shared some words, and toward the end of the treatment, you were asking him about the breweries, if I remember correctly.
I'd asked him about elves or ghosts of elves, and he said that he should tell me about Witch of the Deep, was it?
Mm, yes, okay. I didn't quite remember like the context for when that popped up. He was initially very hesitant, almost like you're touching upon something that is a sort of a crazy trigger. But you managed to comfort him. He calmed down a bit, and I should tell you about the Witch of the Deep. You can see that he's still straining to drag all of that out of him. But the more he starts talking, the more animated he becomes, almost like he forgets that it was frightening or terrible. And I guess since Ulfkill is sort of finishing up, you now sort of you smell the beer and you see that they're sort of standing there drinking and Gombe's talking about stuff. He's saying, the Witch of the Deep, she conjures monsters. She haunts me with her cursed songs, driving me insane. And when he says that, he's sort of digging with his knuckles into the side of his head, trying not to spill his beer in the process. I say she's probably been here since before the proper fall. You know, before all the dwarves went out of Scoria to their other retreats. She's wandering the nameless, lightless licks beneath our feet. Always wailing. I don't know what her songs... I don't know what purpose they have anymore. I think they were laments at first, but now they're evil things driving spears into your head. Evil creature. And the monsters, the goblins, the spiders, the other vermin, they do her bidding. I have myself even felt the calling. And as he says that, he sort of gets a crazy look in his eyes, and he's sort of looking toward what is now a barred window. When I say barred, it's sort of been blocked with a variety of things.
Blocked to keep things out or blocked to keep him from going?
Both.
Nice.
Good question. Not that you're there, but good question.
Well, it's something that could be seen by them.
Oh, yes. Yes. I recommend you go back to Scoria and fortify the place and never go below.
She's only been seen in the lower areas.
I've never seen her, and I hope I never will, he says. But I hear her singing, even when she's silent. But now...
Where is it that you hear her singing?
Why don't I? I hear it all the time. Even when she doesn't sing, it stays with you, crawls into your head. I hear it out on the parapet sometimes. I hear it on the privy. She's everywhere. The harlot!
I guess at this time, Ulfkell's walked up and unobtrusively has pulled out his mug and sort of holding it, hoping.
Without a thought or, like, acknowledgement, Gombe sort of tips his mug so that it sloshes over into your...
My mug.
Mug, your mug.
So, another ghost again, sir? My leech, sipping it.
Oh, I don't. This is a ghost. She's a monster.
We dealt with worst.
With worst? Have you dealt with sausages? We have dealt with sausages. We can take this witch.
She's no mere sausage.
So would we ask him about breweries?
I think you did. He said that he hadn't been there in like 60 years. But you get the sense that the part of the reason he's not going anywhere is the witch.
Thanks to what happened over in the Opal, I sort of lean over to Vangel. My liege, you know, it's possibly a good idea not to leave behind anything that could trouble us in the future. And for all we know, this witch he's talking about may be the same one I encountered.
Is this a belief situation for Old Kill? Is this something you want to deal with?
Yeah, you know what? That does make sense. Yeah. Basically, he wants to make sure there's no one behind us. You know, make sure all potential enemies are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Deal with the singing witch. So how can I put this? Help Slate get rid of the singing witch of his hold?
I mean, attacking specifically Slate. So this is just important to Old Kelt, since your brewery is probably in the vicinity anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's like, deal with the witch. That's it. You don't need to be any complicated than that.
My liege, I think we should not leave behind us anyone who can potentially cause us harm. We should at least investigate this singing witch.
I love how all our accents are just slipping all over the place, like sometimes they...
Yeah.
It's good to be the prince, so you don't have to do the regional accent thing. You can just do your own thing, like, and then you don't have to slip around.
Because I know it would slip all over the place. You know?
Oh, yes.
Well, first things first, we should go check out the state of the breweries.
I sip the stuff. How good is it?
Oh, wow. You know, maybe you take a sip without really, I don't know. Or is this a brewer's sip where you sniff it first and you take care of drinking it? Or is it you're thinking about the witch and you take a sip as you do it?
I'm half-minded on it because I came over here mainly because I smelt the thing. Mm. So part of my mind is, ooh, what does he have here? Taking a sip and...
Oh, yeah. It's a nog, but it's like someone has captured a bracing mountain wind and put it in the beer. It's like, it's an experience like nothing else, really.
It's, you know, it's been around. I look at him. We're going off the track here, off the mining cart track here a bit, but tapping his keg. Where perchance did you get that?
The breweries were there. That's long ago. Long, long ago.
Oh, well, you've done good care of it.
I haven't opened it till now.
Stop and think. Then I sort of cock my head. So, should we be hearing the witch right now?
She's silent. I'm not sure if she crawls into your minds after you hear her sing or what.
I give a sideways look over at Vandril. Yeah, it might be crawling inside your head after you hear her. Being as subtle as Ufkel can be, trying not to put a finger up to the side of his head like he's touched.
Bear is coming by, like wiping her bloody hands on a piece of cloth, and she's like, what is that? What's that smell?
Hold your mug out, I splash some of mine into her mug.
But she does the whole brewer thing, right? She sniffs it and goes, her eyes go wide, and then she has a sip, and then like... taste it, and then she downs the rest, and it's like she's found Dwarf Jesus. A single tear begins to roll down the corner of one of her eyes and makes a streak in the soot that is on the lower half of her face.
Don't worry, we'll make something that's good. Do you hear any singing? Anyone singing right now?
Like, I can hear a whole choir.
Okay, but not just one person, though.
What do you mean singing?
There may be a ghost in this place, or something. You call it the singing witch?
It's not a ghost, says Gombe. She is a witch. She is a monster.
But you never met her.
That doesn't mean she's a ghost.
It seems
dawn on him that maybe you're right, and maybe she's a ghost, and maybe that's worse than whatever he's imagined. So, you know, he's starting to, like, chew his fingers.
Or whatever it is, we'll find it and deal with it.
Show us the way to yes.
Since you spent like 25 minutes catching up and you spent some time trying to get into the hold and all that, this is about the time when Flint appears with Ty, and you see that the hold is, I guess, open. Maybe there are some dwarf guards, like maybe some axe bearers are standing vigil outside and you're given free entrance. You know, they point you in toward the main hall. And it's like this, I don't know if you listened to the episode, it's like this walled, enclosed little, almost like an enclave of some kind, like a little hold, like a little castle.
Underground castle.
Oh, yeah. That's next to a mountain stream that's pouring down through a sort of a hole in the cave ceiling. making a small river that pours farther down, I guess.
Yeah, that's your ticket to going down. Follow the water.
Yeah.
I leave you people alone for an hour, and you broke Slate.
Oh, yeah. Slate's groaning on the table.
Slightly bent.
The old-looking dwarf at the very extreme other side of the hall sort of jumps when, you know, Flint's voice comes tumbling into the hall.
Well, just for giggles, does he notice the family ring that I wear?
No, he's not focused on that. I should walk up to him and go, hi, no, look at this.
I'll just shove it under his nose.
Flint, we have a witch to find.
Of course. I'm the one who finds things on Bear. You're the one who finds things on spirits.
Ty is with him. Ty is looking very pale, and he's sort of shaking his head like, not again.
I tap him on the shoulder. See, we were safe all the time. Trouble is always falling off, Cal. Prince, I have not finished searching the hold, but I saw something that may be of interest to you and Ufkel. All right. Reach out, grab the rune script, and slap that on the table. Says, I can only make out just a bit to know of the interesting things. What do you think of this?
Well, let's take a look. What do you got here, Flint?
Some kind of treatise on beer, or I'm not certain. It's deep dwarvish.
Somebody wrote down their recipe? You got to put it to your mind.
I'm not sure, but I figured it would be of interest to you. And I was just getting a little antsy, not keeping an eye on our prince. As I can see, you people can't stay out of trouble for an hour.
So let's take a look at what he's brought us.
All right, would you like to do the whole reading thing again with help?
Sure. Ooh,
totally new situation, so a new test is totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, Fangel's got his dwarven rune script. Maybe he's probably better than one to lead the read this time.
Well, would you prefer that? And then Flint helps?
Well, if I help, can I still get a routine out
yes,
of this?
Yes, it counts as a test.
Well, I'll certainly point out the highlights that I was able to make out. I'll let the prince fill in
actually,
the words.
If you want the routine test, you will have to take the test. Otherwise, Fandor's going to test it, and then it's going to be an ob2 against your skill, which is going to be a difficult.
Ah!
It's a little fiddly, but there you go.
Okay, well, I will start reading it to him, and whenever I get to a word I can't mouth out.
he snaps your fingers with a ruler and tells you you're not good enough.
I before you, except after Z. It can be a Y, an I, or a J, depending on context.
Oh, yeah. That does sound like runes. All right. So it's a rune script ob2 test. So you have two dice, and you can get help from the prince. I guess one die.
Maybe he's a script master.
Yeah, I don't think
four.
He...
So no.
Yeah. So that's one die. Is Ulfkel literate?
No.
That's why he doesn't write anything down.
That's true.
Yeah, we memorize everything.
Well, can he fork in beer wise or
you know, okay,
brewing history?
You're literate in the sense that you know what certain runes mean, but you're really bad at figuring out like complex sentences. And
actually, he's got a good point there. If it is about brewing beer, I might be able to add my beer wise to help translate anything that's more beer technical.
Well, it's not beer technical. So the intent is to understand like
it could be their stores or an order from somebody. Yeah. It could be a shopping list for all we know.
That's a good point. You could maybe help with brewer or brewing, as it says on your sheet.
Yeah, that'll give you another die.
Yeah, because you have the inside knowledge. You could say, oh, that's, you know, brewer's jargon for this.
Huzzah! See, I knew there was a reason I got you two involved in this. Well, four dice obstacle two? I think there's a decent chance we can actually do that.
You want to spin a persona?
I'm going to trust fate this time around. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on. Before you test, okay? So what you want to do is you have your rune script, which is two, and then you get a helping die from each of your buddies, and then consider if you want to add something in particular. If you succeed, you're going to get the real message. If you fail, they're going to still be a bit, you know, they're not going to help particularly. You'll get a deeper understanding of your flawed understanding of this document.
So can I fork in Bear after the fact? Does this mean anything to you?
She doesn't really have anything that would. I mean, it would be doubling up. It would be too many cooks. There you go. Too many brewers. So consider if you want to add something. If you really, really want to know what this means, or we can you know, leave it as it is, and we'll go with your previous test.
I really, really want to know what it means.
All right, then consider if you want to spend persona.
You know what? You know, I can't spend it when I'm dead, so let's throw down two more persona. I know it's stupid, but all right. That's me.
So let's call that, roll two extra dice. That's all. And see what happens.
You got seven persona, Nikki.
Not anymore, but I did get a four, so that did give me my two successes.
That is the two successes, yes.
So that is a routine. Yay. So yay, I advance at steep cost.
Yes. So record those two. Ulfkel, you get a routine brewer test.
All right.
Fandle gets a routine rune script test. All right, so it's not, in fact, an agreement at all. It is a legal injunction of a kind against the Opals for unlawful business practices. It seems a bit dodgy, actually. I mean, you read it, and Fandor, explains, okay, this is this, and Ulfka's like, oh, but that's, this brewing thing, right? Yeah, that's a bit, low. I think you finally see now that Grandfather Gotterdam Gunnar's seal or name is there. You didn't see that. Uh-huh. So he has filed an injunction against the Opals, seemingly with the intent to stop production.
Does it say on what grounds?
Unlawful and undwarfy and dwarf-like, the usual sort of, it's almost bullshit. It reads almost like this is a purposefully bullshit move, almost to sort of gum up the works for the Opals.
I'm starting to get the impression that he was not a nice fellow.
Didn't know your grandfather was a lawyer?
He probably
So when was this? Was this 5 years before, 10 years before, 20 years
it's
before?
It's probably dated. It's about in the 20-year range before everyone started leaving because of encroaching goblins and other creatures. The whole chaos and scoria that led to its fall.
And sadly, I didn't take a look at the one opal we found. And yeah, I wasn't looking at it to see if they had closed before everything, went to hell.
As part of this legal document, does it actually give the equivalent of an address where the Opal Brewery is?
Oh yeah, I mean you know, but this is I guess it's specifically targeting the big brewery that you're on the way to. But it also indicates the Opal clan hold, which is sort of on the other side of it's on the other side of Scoria from this point.
So they had their major brewery on one side, and they lived on the other side.
Well, a brewery can be a stinky place sometimes.
The wealthy family.
So anyway, as you can see, I thought this was an interesting document. My vocabulary has blossomed under your tutelage. Thank you.
I didn't know that rune could be upside down.
That mystery solved. We'll still hold on to the document because who knows? There might be someone I can serve it to. But we'll definitely check on Slate. Oh, you've had a bad day.
Slate groans.
Yeah, I totally understand.
There's a faint sort of poultice smell with all kinds of stinky herbs.
Is that eucalyptus?
Slate doesn't appear to be in a super happy mood. It's more like a groan and a... But I mean, I'm sure Ari appreciates that your character said hello.
Perhaps we should leave Slate here to recover with his kinsmen while we head on to the brewery.
Don't you want to check out this witch?
We'll check out the witch, but there are many things we need to check out.
And we're here right now, so we can, deal with her.
He's not here. He's below.
Well, yeah,
this is the point where Ty will chime in.
Oh?
Is it a singing witch?
Oh, we all just turn and look at him.
Of course you're not saying that.
Shush. Oh, come on.
Totally unrelated stuff. Now, Ty is trying to keep his shit together. That is what Ty is doing. This is way more than he signed on for. He is too young for this shit. By Gombe's description, this witch dwells in the deep, very deep below Scoria in some subterranean lake region. And somehow her songs reach up either by echo or whatever. But clearly the breweries are closer. Now, if Ulfkill feels like, you know, the witch is more dangerous, then maybe you should.
I thought she was immediately under. Okay. So, because I wasn't privy to that early portion of the conversation.
True.
Then, my liege, I think we should probably check out the breweries.
Okay. So you gather up your stuff and you start to head down toward the Opal breweries, the old Opal breweries.
Should we leave an axe bearer with Slate just in case
probably they want to head? Yeah, you could probably leave it.
They head back to the camp.
You'd like to leave one of your, you need your scouts, I guess.
I mean,
not unless Ty wants to volunteer.
yes, he will. Absolutely. He will, in fact, volunteer. That is what he does. Excellent suggestion. So here's what happens. You're all, gathering up, and you're about to say that, maybe, Flint, and then Ty sort of steps in and goes, sire, should we leave someone to keep an eye on things here? Because it could be good to have a lookout, an extra lookout, I mean, and to make sure Slate is good and hale. Yes.
Sure, Ty. You do that and give me a report on the status of this hold.
Yes, sir. And he does the, a very enthusiastic obsequy or something. Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't know that the old guy's batshit crazy.
No. It's going to be worse.
He'll start telling him about all the other supernatural things he's encountered over the time.
Yeah, you leave, and then they sit down and share a brew, and Ty's like, so, what goes on around here? And you can see the crazy start in Gombe's eyes. That's where we cut to you. I guess you follow, like you said, you follow the river down toward where, you know, the brewery picks up water for its brewing purposes. There's a lot of debris, though, in the stream the further down you get. It begins to sort of pool and build up, and then it's more trickles, and in places it's crazy, crazy spurting falls that you have to sort of negotiate with ropes.
So it's blocking the what obviously should have been a proper road or at least tunnel system. Yeah.
The mountain shifted. There's stuff has been either falling down from farther high up or from the ceiling. The sort of walkway stuff, the roads to the side have been broken up, broken down by water, eroded actually. So it's a bit of work. It's nothing test worthy, but you can imagine your little odyssey of making your way down. As you are moving down, Flint, you get the feeling again, that presence of that sort of smug, cold presence. And the voice is weaker now, but it's definitely Anguil. And you can hear him say, yes, she's finally here. Now I have what I want. And then it's sort of...
as a scout, I would imagine I'm near the front. So
yeah.
I will put up a hand to hold, and I say... Spirits are playful today. Be on your guard.
It's good Ty isn't here, because Ty would lean into some of the other dwarves he's been talking crazy all morning.
Well, that's my response is, what are you talking about, Flint?
Unguil has been chatting with me and mocking me, sir.
That elf ghost?
Yes, that one. I'm a little haunted, it seems, and he seems to find glee in the direction we're heading. Just thought you should know, sir.
Did that Tor ever come back? He was going to investigate this and take care of that for us.
He's probably reached the elf by now, but it's some time to get back.
It's only been a week.
It's only been a couple of days, actually.
Unguil hasn't mentioned him by name, but he seems maybe to have kin near or something. Proceed with caution as a good word to live by.
You get this sort of smug chuckle, it's weak, but that amuses him that you think he's talking about kin.
It won't be the first time that Flint's got something wrong. Matter of fact, if there was a skill on it, I think I'd be ready to level it up. Leaping to conclusions.
We should give you a trait, I guess, for that. Oftener.
Not sure that's one that I want.
But then you can use it to poke the story in a new direction and earn Artem. That's great.
Well, I mean, he's enough on edge at Ungvild's glee that he'll have the axe in hand, actually. He doesn't put his knuckles to his head. He's not that. He draws his strength from his axe.
Hmm.
We'll let the rest of the party read whatever body.
You know what? Let's have you test steel.
Oh, dear.
We test steel for... You don't steel. Have any specific like changes to steel, right? All your responses or your hesitation is the same for everything?
Hesitation 6, steel is 5.
Okay. So you don't have any like fearless traits or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, cool. Let's see how you weather this unpleasant feeling of being mocked and prodded and toyed with almost by this ghost.
Is it straight up steel?
It is straight up steel, but lucky for you, steel is open-ended by default.
What kind of obstacle am I looking at?
Your obstacle is your hesitation, so that's 6.
What? Well, that's not nice.
If you succeed, right, you're just going to... It maybe gnaws at you, but it doesn't prevent you from doing your job. If you fail, though, it's going to start eating at you, and it's going to start to affect all your actions because you can't stop thinking about it.
You know, we're just going to roll 5 dice. Yeah, we're not going to add any persona or anything to it because we'll just let this chew on Flint for a while.
All right.
And, you know, hey, who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky at the rolls because I already have 3 successes and 2 sixes.
Cool. So roll more 6s.
And that's another 6. So that's cool. 4 successes.
Keep rolling.
We can do this. We can do this. And no.
All right. We cannot do this.
But we're close.
You could always spend fate and reroll a traitor.
You could, but he's 2 successes away.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, and I would need 6. So, yeah. Let's just for giggles. I only get to reroll the last traitor?
Any traitor you wish, which is why I'm suggesting the last, since it's last.
Okay, that brings
success, then, but it's not, you know...
It's barely failed as opposed to miserably failed.
Yeah. So, this is going to act like a superficial wound. It's not like a skinned knee or a bad bruise on the inside of your thigh or something. Mm-hmm. It's that gnawing feeling.
Is there a psychic health check that he needs to make?
I'm sort of pulling things out of my ass, babe.
That works for me.
Via the rules, right?
Flint will just simply grind his teeth, bear it, and say, Ungul, can you shut up? I'm trying to concentrate here. Just let everyone say, Flint's losing it.
Look at some of the other people. Has he been talking to himself or this ghost much? And I don't remember him doing that before.
Frumi was there, right?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah, so he shrugs. Unferth looks grim.
Oh, the only one.
I don't think Rolfkel knows or has noticed before.
I think I got rid of the witness, left him behind.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had my encounters with spirits.
The question was like, has he been acting like this before?
Yeah, you don't still talk to that ghost, do you? Or it doesn't talk to you?
No, not the one I ran into. So I'm trying to remember. I don't think Rolfkel was ever present when he was busy talking to Unquell.
This is all new for you.
This is actually all new for all of you since he's been contacting Flint in his dreams hitherto, right, so far.
This may be a personal demon of his, sir.
Is Bruna with us?
Remember Bruna took a fall and broke
her that's
egg?
Right. See, no witnesses. Never mind. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen.
But I'm sure they can tell now.
It'll be fine.
Rumi, why don't you go ahead there and make sure Flint doesn't miss anything?
Aye.
This is why he's the prince. He just knows how to phrase these things. So, yes, Flint is unraveling, but he's still functional.
But we keep moving.
Yes. You managed to negotiate the worst parts of this like rubble-filled thoroughfare along the stream, and you come down into a greater cavern with a bit of a lake. And next to that is the whole brewery, Since this is kind of on the edge of the territory, it's similarly fortified. But, I mean, you can tell straight away. Even though it's really dark down here, with the help of your lanterns and the odd reflections from mineral deposits in the ceilings, you see that it is almost entirely webbed over there's this gleaming, glittering, snowy spider web covering just about everything. And it's a huge brewery. You could fit hundreds of brewers in there. They could crank out so much beer and nog, dizzy just thinking about it. Or Pappy in Old Kell's case.
Yeah, that means it actually would have probably massive gates, bigger than what they had back at Slate's Hold.
It's probably like 3 wagons wide, so you can really bring out and bring in like huge barrels or whatever you call them. But that's all webbed over. All webbed over.
God. We didn't bring any oil.
I think we maybe need to round up a few more people, some torches, some oil, and yeah, burn these things out. Ah.
We got the spider breaker of Marl with us.
I was waiting for that. If you say that, Flint, then the other dwarves are sort of, there's a moment where they're considering things and then they realize, oh, yeah, spider breaker of Marl, We have this covered.
I rest my hammer on my shoulder. But that was just one spider that I had at a disadvantage. This is a different thing.
What would be the dwarven term for like, it would be a coward. Oh, well, that's a different thing. Never mind.
No. Not being a coward. I'm considering, besides, we want to be at an advantage to them. If there's like a dozen or so.
I wasn't calling him a coward. I was thinking like, what would the dwarves say in a sort of questioning way? Like, are you yellow? But yellow is kind of gold, so that doesn't work. Yeah. And a coward is someone who doesn't swear an oath. Well, there's a bit of that sort of atmosphere. You see the dwarves, but what? The spider breakers backing down from fighting spiders?
I'm looking at going, first off, how did they get out of here? And what are they eating? Spiders don't live here on air alone. So are the spiders hunting?
Oh, there are like, oh, sorry. There are like
little holes every so often.
There are holes here and there. And then there are bits of clearly anthropoid shapes in the webs here and there. And there are like what you guess from this distance might be huge rats or other like subterranean creatures.
Anything goblin sized?
Sure. And it's not just like the barrier that is webbed over. The tunnel that continues further down has remnants of spider web in it. And, the rest of the cavern has elements of that sort of webbing.
I have to admit, if I was a spider and I wanted to trap dwarves, the brewery. That's where you provide the right bait.
Any holes, I mean, basically like webbed tunnels. When it goes over the walls, any like web tunnels that they use to go in and out with?
Many of like any funnel like openings. It looks from this distance anyway, it looks almost like it's just webbed over, but the inside is probably riddled.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if we can find a hole we can gauge the size of the spiders.
Probably your size. Well, I mean, the size of the spider you killed.
The length and height of a cow, and about twice as wide, and three times as wide.
You add the legs to the cow body, yeah.
So I sort of pace out how big the spiders are and say, no, one was a challenge. A dozen? Mm. And she may have children.
We need a lot more. Firth is like, well, with respect to the prince, I think if Ulfkel could break a spider, a seasoned expert could probably break too.
I said he's got a point. You can back me up.
Well, maybe I will, he says.
I'd prefer we do this as cleanly and efficiently as possible, which means doing it smartly with enough people to burn them and then can axe the ones that don't get burned up.
All right. How about you all test perception, guys?
What?
How about you all test perception at an obstacle of 3?
So everyone just rolls individually?
Oh, yes. Well, okay. Here's why don't the person with the worst... This is kind of the burning wheel thing. The person who has the worst perception tests and then the others help.
I have a 5 on perception.
I have a 6.
You're it, Flint.
And I'm the scout. Joy!
So because I have a 6, I give him 2 dice then, don't I?
Yes, you do. And the same goes for Fandral.
I get 9 dice?
Yes, you get 9 dice against 3.
Right. I might be able to succeed on this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
4. Huh? 4. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's pretty 50-50-ish. Yeah. So you're talking, and I think you hear like some pebbles scattering down above you, further up the pathway along the river or the stream.
Like behind us?
Yes. And you look up, and there are 6 cow-sized shapes crawling down along the ceiling toward you. Their sort of legs lifting and staring down at you with all these pinpoint eyes, shiny.
Clever girl! The time for talking is over!
Look out, everybody. Move over here where it's more defensible.
How about you do a command to get everyone in like a good position? I don't think, since you guys weren't surprised, really, I don't think it's a steel test situation. Mm-hmm. But some of the other dwarves might be, oh, what's going on? I'm going to call that an ob2 command to get everyone on the same page and in a good position for defense. Do you want to help, Flint?
Sure.
That would give you a routine command test.
All right, everyone, farm up. Spiky hedgehog.
So an extra die from Flint.
So I got 5 successes and 2 sixes, but I don't think I need them.
No. You totally wrangle the dwarves. How does that look like? What does that look like? I mean, how does that look?
Quickly, everybody springs into action, pulling out their axes. We find some good terrain so we're not directly underneath them, so they can't just drop on us. So they'll
maybe back into one of the like side fissures.
Yeah, one that isn't all full of spider webs.
I guess because of my reputation, I have to be in the front line, don't I?
Morale.
Yes, I have to be.
Yeah. Well, that's up to you. It depends on if you want to play your reputation or not.
My commanding would not put him in the front line, because last time I saw Ufkel involved in combat, he lost to the harem of the Goblin King.
Yeah, I got my hammer out, and I'm putting Bear behind me. She probably has an axe.
Oh, yeah. More for opening kegs and such, but, you know, it's handy. Oh, yeah, you have Aethelbert, swearing wildly behind you as well. Like something to the tune of, I knew I shouldn't have taken your offer.
Lad, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it.
Okay, here they come. Two of them drop down in front to sort of probe your defenses. And I guess, is the prince in the van, or how does that shake out? Like, name 2-3 dwarves that are in the front.
Suppose I am, Unferth, and you want to be up there, Flint?
Absolutely, sir.
All right. So the first of these dark, hairy, spidery monstrosities drops down and skitters forward and tries to swipe at you or bite.
As soon as it drops down, throw an axe at it.
Oh, okay. Do the rest of you have throwing stuff?
Ah, why throw away a perfectly good axe?
I have my apprentice breaker.
This is the one that you threw away earlier at the spirit?
Well, they found it.
I got back.
Put a new
new shaft on it.
Yes. If you want to throw too, you could help the prince.
Do I actually have it?
Or don't you?
I'm learning it.
All right. Maybe you are not helping the prince. Let's see if you can just take out the spider outright before it even gets into range and set the tone, so to speak. Let's make this a versus test, I guess. It's speed versus your throwing.
Forking axe, since I'm throwing an axe.
Oh, yeah. You have throwing an axe, and I'm going to test their B6 skill. So if it wins, it's going to, just laugh it off.
Playfully sidestep.
Or it's going to, whip out a leg, and it's going to the axe is going to tumble down the stream, glance off it.
We'll throw 3 persona at it.
Oh, cool. I think we're edging up on time, so it's going to be an interesting cliffhanger, right? The dwarves trapped in a fissure by spiders.
Yeah, no sixes.
Okay, so 3. So
a tie.
Interesting. And ties go to the defender. So you hurl the axe, and it's a great toss, and the spider just, with lightning speed, whips out one of its 8 legs and swats the axe aside and tumbles down the stream, clanking, shining, the usual, striking sparks, I think, as the monstrosity charges you, your position. Let's do, a bloody versus, since this is almost time. So let's see, you have awesome armor, and I guess some people are helping. Flint, maybe?
Absolutely.
You're totally helping with axe, maybe?
Absolutely. It's what I do.
And that's totally what your buddy Unferth is doing as well.
I have a B5 and an axe. I must have went up on it recently.
A while ago, actually.
Well, recently for Flint, maybe.
So, it has stuff, of course, like exoskeleton and keen sense of balance and other cheating traits. Let's see, what does that mean? It should mean something. I should have prepared this.
Well, I got a quick question while you're unprepared.
Yeah.
How does shield work? Is that something that you could fork in for defense instead of offense? Or
it adds to your die pool, and then you split the pool in defense and offense. So as is appropriate, you could use a shield either defensively or offensively.
Hmm.
So you get bonus dice if you have a lot of armor, if you have shields, if you have stuff like that.
And is there a limit to how much you can fork in? Like, can you fork in axe, armor, and shield? Or is that abusive?
No, in a Bloody Versus test, you see what you have. So if you have a weapon that is great against armor, then you get a bonus. If you have armor yourself, you get a bonus. If you have a shield, you get a bonus. And if you fork in stuff like brawling, if you say you're throwing knees and elbows, that adds to it. So you're sort of stacking a deck, and then you're testing it against another set of stuff.
Okay.
I love these spider's instincts. Toy with captured opponents or prey. Leap into the fray. Burrow when waiting. So you're going to face its brawling, which is 5, and it is, I'm going to give it light mail. That's roughly the equivalent of its, no, I think it's 1. So 1D for its armor, so that's 6, doesn't have a shield. It's certainly speedier than you, so that's 7. I guess it has longer weapons, but on the other hand, its prime weapon is bite, so I'm not gonna do that. Oh, it has cave wise. I'm totally forking cave wise. So that's 10 dice for the spider that I'm gonna split into offensive and defensive. So let's check Fandral. You totally have a balanced die for your axe, right? That's 1 on top of your axe. You have a weapon that's good versus armor, so that's an extra die. You have the Rolls Royce of armor, so that's 4 extra dies. So that's totally, in total, plus 6. Do you want to fork anything in?
Would safe to assume command, since he has a defensive formation.
How about strategy?
Yeah, it's more strategy or tactic.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
But if you have strategy, I guess I could allow that.
Yeah, I do.
It seems appropriate for having a good position.
Don't forget to fork in friends with axes.
Those are help, not forks.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
I don't see anything else. So yeah, cool. So that's 7 extra dice for you, and then you have 2 extra from Flint, right? So that's 9 extra dice, and 1 from Unfirth, so 10 extra dice on top of your axe.
The prince, he is scary.
How many of your dice are we fighting?
The spider has 10 in total that I'm going to split into offensive and defensive pools. I'm probably going to do an even split because it knows you have lots of axes.
It's eaten dwarves before.
Add 2, 6, 7.
You should have like 16, right?
16.
Oh, and that's before you add Arta, of course.
Yeah. Well, throw in 3 persona.
And I assume you just want to kill it dead, right? That's your intent.
I don't see any other purpose for it.
That's okay.
So, 8 attack, 11 defense.
Okay.
This is where I never understand how I figure out, can I game the system here so I have like all the artas on one thing so I get the type of test I need here? Or?
Yeah, you totally should. Yes, let's do that.
I guess it'll depend on what it rolls, but
what kind of test do you need? Is it a
challenging and difficult, or maybe just challenging? Maybe I already have enough difficult.
Well, we're gonna use the test that is the most difficult in this like exchange. That's the one that counts.
Probably the attack then will be where the persona are, so it's only counts as 5 versus whatever.
All right.
You only got 3, no 6s. Oh, but he only got 1.
And here's the defenses then. 3 defense, 1 successful attack. Oh, nice defense. All right, so which of these are the most difficult?
Really? 3v3.
5 against 3, yeah, that would be it. It's still an annoying routine. You totally negate any attacks that it makes. It's not hard, you know, whether it's with your armor or with Flint's shield or you fend it off with the, you know, backhanded swipes with the axe, you do it. And its mandibles don't even come into play. You had 3 attack successes, right? Against its defense, which means it wins. So you stand there, both sides, and just wail for a while. And It hisses and spits and it reeks and its, you know, myriad eyes glare at you, and the other spiders are sort of crawling in the background trying to find an in, but it's too narrow for them to get at you. So what we can do now is we could fort test to outlast your opponent, power test to subdue your opponent, or speed versus to test to escape. Well, you're not really in an escaping position, sadly. If you want to do the whole spider breaker thing again and call in Ulfkill and start to wrestle the spider, you can totally do that with a power test. Or you can try to outlast it. You can just be dwarves and tough it out, grit your teeth, and just keep swinging.
Fort is better for me. How about other people?
You would get to help each other, right?
I sure hope so. I only got a 5 in Fort.
What's my Fort?
Oh, hey, so for my B5 axe, what kind of test was that? With a helping die?
I think the hardest was a 3, so it's still routine, which when you have 5, the routines no longer count toward advancement.
Ah, maybe that's why there's nothing there.
and my fort is only B5 also.
Wouldn't it be cool, though, if you just said bork it with the axes and just start wrestling it down and start breaking limbs and jumping on it?
Pull it into
you can bring in Ulfkill, and he's the spider breaker. Right?
But I don't know what he has deed he's going to spend on it.
Maybe he doesn't need to. Yeah, I mean, what do you say? What would be cool or interesting or most fun in this situation?
Well, I think it'd be fun. I don't know if it's sound. It would be to the dwarves part, half go to the left, half go to the right, grab the spider by its legs and rip it apart. But with its mouth in the middle, it can't get to us if we successfully do this tug of war of death on it.
I like the description.
And Ulfkill then runs up with his hammer, bang, bang, clang, clang, on top of its head.
We call that a fort test. Fandral is holding the haft in both hands and has it up against the mandibles and just holding it, wrestling on the other.
It's totally a power test. Any wrestling is totally a power test. You know, fort is like you're keeping your guards up. You keep swinging in spite of your arms getting really tired and sweat running down your faces. I think it's more exciting if we do the power test personally, but I don't want to cramp your like tactical stuff.
Injuries in this game are nasty.
Yes.
I want to give us the best chance of not sustaining injury.
All right, look at it this way. You may get small injuries, but I think the intent for them is to capture you. That's what they want to do. Yep. They don't want to eat you yet.
Capture us, inject us with poison that makes us die, then fill us full of digestive fluid, and then eat us.
Well, I mean, I like the description of Flint's, but yeah. if you prefer to just tough it out, I'm not going to be like, bleh, 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 bleh.
Flint, you know, we also would block the hole.
I mean, its power and fort are the same. They're both 5. So it's not going to have an advantage in either case other than it being big.
I'd have more advantage in fort, so I think I'd just stand there and keep battling it.
Does anyone have any interesting character traits apart from Fandral's like undaunted?
Oddly likable. Hey, Spidey, Spidey.
Let's not eat that one.
Hey, you know what? I actually have one I've never used.
Yeah?
Ambidextrous. Grab the hammer in one hand, pull the axe out in the other hand.
Well, that sounds like you're charging into
and
the
go
prey.
To town. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so maybe when Unfirth starts to flag, you leap in and help out.
Yeah. I have no axe skill whatsoever.
That's not really the point. It's a fort test, right? It's about landing great blows. It's about fending this thing off long enough to, like...
I imagine I pretty much treat the axe like a badly shaped hammer, probably.
It is the haft that does the job, not the blade.
Don't suppose you'd let me tap greed since these things are in my hold.
You could do that.
I should never say no when people say, can I use my greed? So I'm not inclined to say no. You can totally fork your greed in. This is power, right? They are totally invading your power.
Mm-hmm.
It's like messing with fire.
Just curious, how many dice would he get from you guys? You have five, Flint, so that's two fort dice. And Ulfkill has five as well?
Yep. Would I be able to get more? Because I also could tap my greed because, you know, this is a brewery.
The sad thing is you're not testing this. If you were...
No, no. It would still be just two dice. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, it wouldn't be any different. I'm not that greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't got one greed in 3 years. I feel like I'm a failure.
All right.
So four extra dice from your buddies and your fort plus whatever you want to add. Your
routine greed will get me four more dice. That'll give me 14 dice to maybe finish this thing off.
A disgusting amount of dice, and I'm just going to roll. It's five. Three successes.
There we go, seven.
Aha, all right. So you hold out. You know, you give it your best, you wail away, and it's really trying to get in. It tries to muscle its way in, but then it gets swatted. It tries to keep up with your axe swings, and although it's fast, it's also big. And, you know, you maybe tackle it in against the sides of the fissure. It tries to grasp for you, but it doesn't reach you. It's really ugly. And like I said, Unferth sort of falls back at one point, starts huffing and coughing. And that's when, you know, Ulfkill leaps in and does his hammer axe thing. And it takes a while. And you can see the spiders beyond getting the fuck. Like, what's happening?
Come on, Larry. Finish them off. We're hungry too.
Yes. So they're just hissing and pacing right and left in that sort of arachnid way. Some on top of each other. You can see the spider losing momentum and oomph. It ends up being too slow for one of Phantom's blows. And you bop it on the face right between some of the eyes. And it just collapses. And starts to drag itself away while two of the spiders behind grab its hind legs and with their mandibles and start dragging it back.
Dinner.
Not dinner. It's sort of like, oh shit, Larry got swatted. There's a moment, clear moment, where you notice maybe these spiders aren't just dumb animals or dumb critters because they seem to be moving and team working and all that stuff. You get a sense of fearful respect from them, even though they're creepy and alien and totally... Ugh.
And Fandral thinks, I wonder if they can brew beer.
you mean Ulfkill.
Ulfkill, I'm sorry.
And you're just standing there, all of you, drenched in sweat and grit from the side of a fissure, panting. And that's where we're going to end for the day today, I guess. We're almost there at the end.
We're dwarves. We're part of the mountain.
We're going to have an interesting, interesting like exchange next time, I think. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to go back to your various beliefs. It struck the prince. Totally a fate for determining the fate state of... Well, you have determined the state of the breweries. That's the persona point. There's, you know, no two ways about that. It's run over. It's overrun by spiders as a persona. No real Gotterdam Crest or Dwarven Company yet. For Flint, no Gotterdam Crest. Though I suppose you did some tests to see if you could find stuff, but then you ran away. I'll give you a fate for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're right there watching Fandral's back, so that's a fate. And I guess you're technically scouting Scoriadi to learn her secrets, but I know how many secrets you've learned, so...
It wasn't the secret I was looking for, but it found me anyway.
Well, okay, fair enough. You scouted your family hold, right, and found some secrets there. I'll let me give you a fate for that. I don't think it's sort of, you're not finished, so to speak.
Oh, no. I definitely want to go back and camp there.
Mm-hmm. And for Ulfkill, let me see.
I am working on reopening the breweries of Scoria Deep.
Absolutely, that's fate.
Yeah,
putting your heart and sweat to it.
I guess
I can't make a
getting to the breweries is step one to recovering the lost gnome recipes, too. Yeah. So that would be a fate.
And I did try to deal with the Singing Witch, but nothing came of that. So.
I think we'll leave.
Yeah. So I'll get a fate. Okay.
No.
No. Just one fate. Just one fate for Scoria Deep one.
Yes.
The brewery.
The brewery and for Nog recipes, because you're trying to get to the breweries.
Oh, so I get two.
Well, if I want to be Weasley, I can say that the spiders being the minions of the witch, according to the crazy old dude, that he is working towards her.
Bastard. All right, get faith. Take an extra faith.
All right.
Hosted by your own words.
Well, it's what you know, right? And seems to be correct so far. Anyone can think of any traits that definitely steered the store in a new or unforeseen direction? I don't think so. Other than still using his ambidextrous trait for flavor.
Yeah.
Well, persona for everyone. For embodiment, I think. Because I'm feeling generous. And you spent a lot of persona.
Yes.
That's one persona point. I don't know if there was a whole lot of mold breaker on Flint's part, but I think I may have been a little cagey still with Anguiol. I think maybe you can personally guess which she or her he means, but or maybe not. I don't know.
Totally clueless. He doesn't have the full story.
Yeah.
Now, I have my own opinions. He's half thinking. It's Bruna.
Only half? You know, I think that's probably...
The other half is the witch.
I think that's... Oh, but you didn't test anything specifically. Okay, yeah. That's good. Otherwise, so I forgot to add
you. So he doesn't know which she.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Now that you heard about the witch, yeah, okay. But now it's slightly different. That's true.
And we were heading in the direction of the witch, and that's when he started getting yakky. So it's like, I am conflicted.
Workhorse, anyone that was good and helpful all session long in particular.
I think the prince actually pulled it together with his awesome stats.
All right. Persona for the prince.
His commanding presence. Save the dwarves.
I think maybe most valuable player is possibly the prince again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely use the Arthur.
Well, you may need it. That's all I'm saying. No deeds yet, but hopefully in the future. We'll see.
So how's your diplomacy, Prince?
He's good at that too, the bastard.
You don't get to be as old as I am without a silver tongue.
You want to go to business with them in the brewing business with the spiders there, Ofgil?
You got lots of helping hands. You know they won't steal your brew. Maybe your apprentices, but not your brew.
But then there's the messy thing about them eating dwarves and, you know.
Goblins and sheep.
Well, the goblins we don't mind as much.
Well, you're gonna make a pact where they hunt all the goblins so you don't have to?
Wow.
So does your creature burner have anything in there about spiders and dwarven armor?
Spiders in dwarven armor? No. Yes. Well, they're kind of tough already. I'm going to say that much.
But yeah, if you want to put holy fear and terror into the goblins, armored spiders.
No, better yet, armored spiders with dwarves in the back.
So we're turning the whole goblins and spiders on its head and putting dwarves on top of them instead.
No, that was a beetle that other time.
Yeah, see, there you go. We have goblins riding beetles versus dwarves on spiders. Yeah, that's a mold breaker.
I can see it now. We have a scene just straight out of the second Star Wars movie where the spiders are running around laying web and trying to tie up the beetle's legs like an at-at.
How did you think this session went? Any criticism or helpful tips?
It's going well. I am having a wicked coughing fit, and lovely wife is here, so I'm going to bail on you guys while I could still speak.
All right.
Catch y'all later. Bye-bye. Fun game. Good to be back in the swing of things.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Anything? Any like, this sucked? This was sort of okay?
No, it's fine. Yeah. I have to say I didn't roll a single dice this time, but that's okay. It happens. Yeah.
You didn't? Oh, you helped, right? You helped a couple of times.
I did a lot of helping, but yeah, I never rolled a single die. But I'm fine because I really everything was more on the other people's side at this point. So yeah, I'm just here helping. I don't mind that. All right, if you were using like the Primetime Adventures, this would be like my one episode, my where I'm basically a background character.
All right.
Yeah.
But you're there to sort of highlight different things, like the beer and like the little comic thing.
Spirits.
Spirits.
And the spirits.
Thank you for
this. And I'll pick you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Try checking out that mute on your thing there, John. Send all complaints and other feedback at sunnyskypers@zoho.com. That's ZOHO.com or ZOHO.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums, sunnyskypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.